Our scripture reading will come from John chapter number 16 and verse 33. Also glad to have Jeff here this morning, Stephen here, amen, George. I know some of these guys have been here before, but I appreciate you being here. I'm going to try to be conscious of the time. But my clock up here on the pulpit, in case y'all didn't know I had that. See, y'all didn't know I had that, did you? But it still says 10:30, so I hope I don't forget what's going on. John chapter number 16, verse 33. Before we read, I want to tell you what I want to preach about this morning. I want to preach about peace. Very valuable thing that this world knows hardly anything about. Peace. Matter of fact, it has been said that peace is the most valuable thing an individual can possess. And I know when you talk about salvation and being saved, that is the most valuable. But peace, if you could buy peace for this world, what would you pay? And I want to talk to us about peace, inner peace, peace in our home, peace in our hearts. John 16 and 33, Jesus says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for this Sunday morning service, Lord. Thank you, God, for bringing each and every one of us here, safely here, Lord. And I ask you to meet every need and meet us in these altars today and speak to us from your word. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. In me, you have peace. I have spoken these words so that you can have peace in me. Peace, the value of peace, the promise of peace. Jesus has promised us peace. And the Bible says that the Lord would bless his people with peace. In Psalm 29 and 11, he said, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." You know, we live in a world of turmoil. The Bible says there is no peace to the wicked. Matter of fact, the Bible said that the wicked are like a troubled sea that casteth up dirt and mire. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But there is peace for any troubled heart or mind, through the word of God, through salvation, through Jesus Christ our Lord, there is peace. I know you've heard it. I know that I've probably said it before or told the story about the famous painter that was going to paint the picture of peace. And he painted a picture of a sea, an ocean, and cliffed rocks. And the waves was raging, and was the storm was on the sea, and the lightning, and all this was just looked like the complete opposite of peace. And he, somebody even asked him, you know, he had titled this portrait "Peace," and as he paints, the waves are crashing against the rocks. The storm clouds are in the distance. The waves are rising and all this. And everything's just looking so chaotic. And the last thing he painted was up in the cleft of that rock, a little bird sitting on the nest and just sitting there just as calm and as peaceful as she could be. And I want you to know today, peace from God may not mean that there never happened any other trouble, that no more trouble ever happened in our world. No other mass murders, no other school shootings, no other children, you know, kidnapped, no more, nothing. That's not going to happen, but we can walk out of here with peace this morning like that little bird sitting in the cleft of the rock. Know the storms rage in your life. Though the thunder crashes, and no matter what you may face tomorrow or even today, you can have peace that passeth all understanding, as the Bible says. I thank God for that peace. I thank God for the peace. He said in Philippians 4:7, the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isaiah 48:18, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river. Amen. Thank God. Have you ever been by those rivers? Amen. Just calm. And it seemed like you could almost feel it. Amen. That's what the Bible's saying right here. He said, I have spoken these things unto you so you could have peace. The power of the Word of God. The power of the spoken Word. Amen. The power of God's Word. There's no way we could ever, amen, scratch the surface in telling you the power of the Word of God. You probably saw not long ago, maybe I think somebody even mentioned it here, how that vehicle up there in Tennessee, it made national news where it wrecked and burned up, and that Bible wasn't touched. If you didn't see it, you could probably find it maybe just a couple weeks ago on that highway in Tennessee where that car was all charred and that Bible was sitting there and never touched. And well, whether the Bible burns up or not, in every car that burns or house that burns, I'm telling you, the Word of God will live and abide forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will never pass away. Amen. There's power in the Word of God. Amen. There's great power in His Word. You never seen the power of God's Word. You might have heard it too. You know, sometimes we tell these stories in different places, and sometimes we tell them over again. Somebody said, I've told this story till it's threadbare. But anyways, Brother Don Rich was down there in the wild jungles, I believe, of Panama, and the witch doctor wanted to see him. And he went in there, and they had been doing different things, and he went in this trance and raised up that table all the way across the room. And Brother Rich said, I saw him. He said, evil powers raised up that table. He said, I thought, man, the power of the enemy, you know, could do something like that. That witch doctor standing there, he said, I witnessed it myself across the room, focused on that table and lifted it up and shifted it in the air. He said, I walked across that room and laid my Bible on that table. And he said, I turned around to an interpreter and said, tell him now, do it. And said, he concentrated and shifted and went from every angle in the room. But that table never rose up with the Word of God setting them on it. I'm thankful for the Word of God this morning. I'm thankful for the spoken Word of God. Not only the Bible that collects dust on our shelves so many times, not only the Bible that we leave and only pick up on Sunday, but the spoken Word of Jesus brings peace into our heart and into our life. The Word of God brings peace. He said, I've spoken these things unto you that you might have peace. I'm speaking peace into you, he says. God has the power to comfort the troubled hearts. Amen. He stood in a boat one day as the waves was raging, and the disciples said, do you don't care that we're going to drown, that we're going to perish? Carest thou not that we're in this ship and you're back here asleep? And Jesus stood up and said, peace be still. And the waves calmed and the wind ceased. Amen. I'm talking about power in the spoken Word of God. The Word of God brings peace to the troubled heart. Amen. If we would accept God's Word,
Oh, the peace that it would bring into every trouble. Oh, God, help us. Preacher friend of mine said, amen, he kept getting these telemarketer calls on his phone. And I know that you can put, you know, blocks on them and different things, the do not call list and all that. I don't know if that works or not. But don't seem like it works. But anyways, he kept getting calls and these telemarketers and offering this and that. He said, finally, one day he thought, you know, I don't know where these people are from. He said, I don't know, you know, what's going on. So he answered the call and got to talking there and went through and, you know, told him he wasn't interested. He said, but I want to ask you a question, ma'am. He says, I don't know you and you don't know me, but the Bible says thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. He said, that's in the Bible. I don't know if you know what the Bible is. He said, I don't know if you've ever heard of Jesus. And he said, it's just silent. And said, but, you know, I was just going to tell you, you know, thank you for calling. And I wanted you to know that if you don't have peace, God can give you peace. And he said that he could hear some sniffles and crying on the other line. And said, sir, I know you don't know me. He said, but I sure do need peace in my heart. Said, would you pray for me right now? Would you pray that God would give me peace? Now I look at people, you know, walking down the road or in the store or wherever. People don't have peace. People have trouble. Everybody's got trouble, but everybody don't have peace. Everybody's got sorrow in their life, but everybody don't have peace. And friend, the Bible says there are things that accompany salvation when you give your heart to God, when you give your life to God. Oh, the peace that he'll speak into your heart. Amen. He's the peace speaker. Amen. He can speak peace into your heart. Does that mean you'll never face another child? No. Does it mean that you'll never have another storm? No. But it does mean that you serve the God who can walk on water in the raging storm. The Bible says that they was in the boat and he was on the mountain praying. He was watching them and he come walking on the water. You know what that means? It means when the waves are over your head, they're under his feet. It means that he's got the power over every storm. The Bible says when he came into that ship, amen, that the wind ceased and the waves ceased. Isn't that amazing? You know, if you know anything about waves and like waves of wind, it wasn't necessarily like, amen, you know, the waves was a result of the wind. And if you're out on water in a boat and the wind is blowing the waves, this is a common truth or a simple truth, and that wind stops, it's going to take some time for those waves to calm down. You know, it's going to take probably hours for sure in a major storm. But when Jesus spoke, you get this, amen, not did he just stop the wind immediately, he stopped the waves immediately. Amen, that was a dual miracle right then that happened. Now I'm telling you, you can face storms in your life. Those storms, I've been there. The storm will pass on, but the waves will continue on. Amen. I'll face this and I'll face that as a result of the valley that I just came through. Praise God. But I serve a God that not only can stop the trouble, but he can heal the effects of the problem. Amen. All them boys had to do was dip water out of that boat. Amen. And keep on sailing because no more waves was coming. I want to preach to you this morning about peace. Do you need peace this morning? Is there trouble in your heart this morning? Is there all types of turmoil in your heart? Amen. The answer is not another pill. The answer is not the psychiatrist. Come on, somebody. Amen. The answer, amen, is found in Jesus Christ, in the blood that he shed on Calvary. The Bible said in Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions. Excuse me. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. He went to the cross, amen, and took and nailed all of the handwritten ordinances and all of the things that we could have never did, and he nailed them to his cross and he gave us peace. The Bible said he has broken down down the wall between us and God. When he said it is finished, the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. And Emmanuel was his name, which is God with us. Hallelujah. He brought peace to a troubled world. Amen. He brings peace to a troubled home. He brings peace to troubled hearts. Oh, the value of peace this morning. Who is here this morning that so desperately longs for peace? Spoken word. The spoken word of God. Let's look at this. Acts chapter 10 and verse number 36. As Peter is preaching to Cornelius' house. Amen. And he's there preaching to these Gentiles. And God moves in a miraculous way and fills them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And as in the middle of his message, he said, the word, can somebody say the word? The word, the spoken word of God. The word, hallelujah, which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. God hath anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. He said, I didn't come, amen, to call fire down from heaven. I didn't come to condemn the world. Amen. I came that the world through him might be saved. He said in John 3 and 17, peace from God. It's the legacy. He said, peace I leave with you. Amen. My peace I give unto you. It's the gift of God. Hallelujah. And God can speak peace into your heart this morning, no matter the trouble you're facing, no matter the turmoil you're facing, no matter the inward, amen, the inward, oh God help us this morning, amen. I'm running out of time, but if I could just have a praying church for a little while. I have a burden on my heart this morning. Maybe somebody has slipped in this church house this morning that is so desperately in need of peace. I want to declare unto you, you won't find peace, amen, in a bottle. You won't find peace, amen, in alcohol. You won't find peace in drugs. You won't find peace in a pill. You won't find peace in a relationship. You won't find peace in pleasures of this world. Amen, but I know a place where you can find peace like a river. I know a place where you can find peace, amen, that's so great it'll calm the troubled waters of your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll take a broken heart and make it whole. Amen. I serve a God this morning of new beginnings. I serve a God this morning who gives peace to the troubled. Amen. Who brings peace in the hour. Amen. That is most unexpected. Who still saves, delivers, and heals and changes the heart and life and will turn it around. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. In me. He has the power. He is the Prince of Peace, the Bible says. The Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. He has the power. Matter of fact, in Matthew, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Glory to God. In me, he said, hallelujah, you shall have peace. He has the power. Song it said, wonderful peace. Hallelujah. Praise God, wonderful peace. Glory to God for the peace. Amen. The Bible says he'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because he trusteth in me. You talking about peace in a troubled world? I don't know what's going to happen in this world. I don't even know what's going to happen in our nation. Can I get a witness this morning? Is anybody wondering, or am I the only one, what might happen next? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about these children. Think about those babies that filed out of here and walked out those doors and went over there to children's church and going to get them a sucker or candy or popcorn or chocolate or something, you know, to wind them up, and we'll take them home, try to calm them back down. But they're going to go over there and they have no idea, amen, you know, what they could face as they grow up. Does any of you elders ever think about those children and wonder, my Lord, what's it going to be like in this world when those children grow up? Amen. But I'm here to tell you, the same God, hallelujah, I said the same God, amen, that carried us through, the same God that brought us to this point is the same God that'll carry us on. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that Samuel, amen, they had a wonderful time with Samuel, amen, and God had used him, and he was a judge for 40 years in Israel, and they became a king, or they wanted a king, amen, all that story. But Samuel set up a stone, amen, he set up a stone right down, and he said, I'm going to call this Ebenezer. Y'all ever read that before? I remember one time preaching a message and carrying a rock out here, amen, having Ebenezer written on it. You know what that word means? It means up to this point, God has helped us. Hallelujah. Up till now, God has helped us. And as I look at this world, and as I look at my babies, and as I look at children, and I look at families, amen, and I look at young people, and I look at people, you know, young girl fixing to get married, you know, and I look at this world, what's going on, what we're going to face, hallelujah, I have to look back at that stone, and I say, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Why should I worry? Why should I fret? Why should I be afraid? Amen. Because the same God that created the universe is the same God that can speak peace into our hearts. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up, Brooke. I'm going to pray for you. Stretch your hand this way. She's fixing to get married.
Hallelujah. Y'all lay your hand on the Lord. I pray to God that you touch her, Lord. God, that she goes into this new stage in her life. Lord, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be upon her. Lord, I thank you for this young lady, Lord. God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost now sitting on her mind. I thank you, Lord, for the time that you filled her with the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for all the things you brought her through. Lord, as I lay my hand upon her this morning, I bless her, Lord. I bless her in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you fill her with the gifts of the Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, as we stand here, when the time draws near for her marriage, I pray, God, that you anoint her. God, and I pray that you bless her, make her a blessing wherever she goes. I send her forth, Lord. I send her forth in the name of Jesus. I bless her life. I bless her home. I bless her marriage. I bless her, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord praise this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know that might be a little different. Amen, but she's fixing to get married, and I wanted to pray for it, and you never know. That just came to me right there. Amen, but God, come on, Sister Bethany, you can pray. God will give peace into your heart this morning. You're here this morning. You're broken. Your dreams are broken. You're confused. You don't know what you're going to do next, where you're going to go, what's going to take place. You don't know what's going to happen in your life. I'm telling you this morning, God has peace for you. He has peace for the troubled waters of your soul. Amen. It's in him. It's in him that he said, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Amen. And if he made it through, he said, I'll carry you through. And I've seen others make it through. I remember a man, amen, laying on the floor of his sister's house. Amen. I just come by to visit. I didn't know he was there. He was down on the floor weeping and crying. He said, I can't take it. I can't make it. There's no way. He was going through a divorce. Amen. 30, 40 years of marriage being lost and crumbled. Amen. I cannot make it. I can't go on. I might as well just die, he said. I can't take it. Amen. But we was able, you know, to pray for him. And time went on. He got up and he went on. And I remember members sitting in this church. Amen. A man had come by. He was going through divorce 30, 40 some years, broken hearted. Amen. Crying. We prayed with him, talked to him. Amen. He was saying, I can't make it. I can't take it. Amen. All these things. I remember going and getting that man. I said, I want you to talk to him. He began to talk to him, and I heard these words. He said, I know you think you can't make it. He said, but I'm standing here, and I used to be standing where you are, and it's not easy, but somehow I made it, and if I can make it, you can make it too. I come to tell somebody this morning, you don't have peace. Amen. You don't have peace in your heart, but if the Lord gave me peace, he can give you peace. Can I get a witness this morning? Is there anybody here this morning that'll say, I was there in my life. That was at my lowest point. I was at my darkest hour. I was at my most alone place in life. And the Lord picked me up. And the Lord helped me. And the Lord carried me through. And the Lord saved my soul. And the Lord delivered me from addictions. And the Lord filled the longing in my heart. And the Lord changed my family. And I was where you were. But I made it. And if I can make it, you can make it. You can make it. Hallelujah. One more that y'all have heard. The man standing there looking at the picture that the famous painter had painted of a chess game. He had painted the devil on one side of the chessboard. And he painted his own face on the other side of the chessboard. And the title of the painting was Checkmate. And the devil had a look of glee on his face. And the point of the painting was the devil had beat the painter in chess, had put him in checkmate, and it was all over. It was all over, game over. And it was a portrait or a picture of life. This man felt like the devil had won and he had lost. It was hung in the gallery. I don't know where, London, somewhere like that. You can look it up. In this gallery, this famous painting hung for many years. This famous chess player came through there one day with a crowd. He hung back at that picture. Brother Bobby, he studied that picture. The tour went on. He stayed and studied. He began to exclaim, no, it's not right. It's not right. He studied the chess pieces. He said, he is not in checkmate. He has one move left. The painter thought it was over. He thought he painted that and he said, it's over. Checkmate. The devil won. But in all reality, he had one move left. It wasn't over. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you this morning, you might think it's over. You might think the devil's won. You might be just ready to just give over to the devil and give over to the demons or give over to the addiction and just say, forget it, I can't never make it. Checkmate! But hold on. Hallelujah. There's a master chess player. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. There's a master of the life. Jesus Christ. He studied your picture. He studied your problems. Right here in this house this morning, he studied your life. And he's hollering out, wait! Wait, it's not true. It's not over. You have one move left. And that move is to him. That move is to the altar. That move is to peace. That move is to new life, satisfaction, deliverance, repentance. Oh, that what God will do with our life. Hallelujah. I failed over and over again, Brother Sam. I made mistake after mistake. The Bible says a just man falleth 7 times, yet he ariseth again. 7 is God's number of completion. Really, it means a just man falls as many times, but he always keeps getting up. It don't put a number on it. Just like when he said, amen, do I forgive 7 times? No, 7. Peter was trying to put a number on it. Jesus said, don't put a number on it. He said 70 times 7. Amen. When God said forgive 7 times, he was saying, forgive until it's over. Always forgive. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, a just man falleth 7 times. That don't mean count 5, 6. Oh, this is 7. It's over for me. No. It means keep getting up. Hallelujah. Keep getting up. Stand together with me this morning. My sister Bethany sings here in just a moment. Hallelujah. And we wait on the presence of God. I'm out of time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's in this house this morning and you need peace. You need peace in your heart. I may not know you. I may know you. It makes no difference to me. God knows you. He knows everything about you. We can forget that for a moment and realize that God is still saving, delivering, setting free, casting out demons, changing the heart and life. Hallelujah. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, the Spirit of God is saying, come this morning. The Spirit of God is making an altar call right here this morning. He's saying, come. Come and receive. Come. Come and receive. Come and receive. Why don't you get out where you are and come down to this altar and pray just right here. You need peace. You need peace in your heart and life. You need peace in your home. You need peace in your marriage. You need peace in your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will call every troubled water. There's those that are coming. There's those that have walked down here. Why don't you get out and come on? Hallelujah, why don't you come on? I'm calling for you this morning. The Spirit of God is calling this morning. The Spirit of God is saying that I love you. I care for you. Jesus, I have plans for your life. Calling you home.